Hey guys, welcome back to the second installment of Audio Goodness, all about how to avoid killer mistakes and misconceptions about guitar playing. I'm Steve from stevepickupmusic.com, and here we go. So this time we're going to discuss a technique to supercharge the time efficiency and effectiveness of your practice time by up to 200%. So if you're anything like me, you love to play the guitar. That's why we're here, right? And no matter what level of expertise and skill you achieve on the guitar, there are always new things to learn, new musical frontiers to explore, new styles, new techniques. I mean, not to mention just going deeper and deeper into the things we already know. But this open-ended variety can be a bit of a double-edged sword. Sometimes there could be a mismatch between the things we'd like to learn and play and the time we actually have to play it all. You know, we all got jobs and hobbies and friends and families, and it doesn't matter whether you're a doctor, a carpenter, or even a full-time guitar player. My job is playing guitar full-time, but any professional musician will tell you that the busier you get with gigs, recordings, and the real work of playing music and being a musician, the harder and harder it actually becomes to carve out personal me time to actually practice. So if there's an idea or a technique out there that's that means we can cover more ground and play more stuff in the same limited amount of time, then it's something we can all benefit from, and I'm definitely all for it. And I'm all about that. I love efficiency of time management when it comes to practicing and playing, getting the most juice out of whatever time I have with my instrument. So I call this idea, the one we're talking about today, compound practicing. The idea of combining different musical elements into the same time space to start getting some serious musical bang for your practice buck. And here's an example. Let's take the warm-up phase. Now, everyone should warm up. Everyone should warm up. Just like a runner limbers up before a race or a weightlifter warms up before training, we need to warm up our fingers and hands too. Now we need to get the blood flowing, improve responsiveness of our fingers, reduce the risk of overuse injury and things like that. So we all know we should warm up. And if you don't know, then I'm telling you, you should warm up definitely. But, you know, we're pressed for time. So a lot of us skip warming up. It can be very tempting to skip the warming up to get to the good stuff of actually playing. I mean, who wants to play boring warm-up exercises, finger exercises, when we have little enough time to play anyway? And even if we do a warm-up, if we don't skip it and we do it, that's a good 10 minutes of mindless finger exercises and, you know, boring stuff. And it's kind of a drag to have to start off your playing like that. You want to dive into some good stuff. So the strategy of compound practicing is to combine other elements into your warm-up phase so that the time begins to serve multiple functions. If you intelligently combine your practice goals, your practice elements, the things that practice themes that we discussed last time, like this, and suddenly you're going to get twice the benefit. You know, if you combine two of these things together, that's 100% increase for your time. You're getting literally twice as much benefit. So here are some great pairings that work particularly well in the warm-up section as an example. You can combine warming up and technique practice. Choose a fairly technical piece, play it really slowly, and focus on relaxing your hands, breathing, and developing great technique. You're playing it slow, so your hands are gently warming up. You know, the warm-up function is being served. And also, if you're playing it slow, it's going to really improve your technique because you're able to be relaxed and get rid of any extra motion, and you're going slow enough so you can get it right every single time. You're investing some seriously focused time into your technique. That's great. It's great. Another way you can do it is combining your warm-up phase with vocabulary. Your musical vocabulary is a collection of all the licks and solos and songs and musical passages that you know. And just like when you're speaking or writing, the more vocabulary, the more words you have, if you will, at your disposal, the more options you have to communicate your message. And the same thing is true in music. The more musical vocabulary you have internalized, the more au fait you are with the language of music, the more options you have and the more true, really, and transparent you can be when you're playing. So, in your warm-up phase, choose a lick, choose a solo, part of a solo, a melody, something like that. Anything that gets your hands moving a little bit, play it slowly. Ease into it gently. Repeat it as part of your warm-up. Repeat that phrase or lick as part of your warm-up, as a warm-up exercise. And that musical information will start to soak into your brain. And then when you want to use it later on a gig, or a jam, or a recording, or something like that, bang, that vocabulary will be right there because you already programmed it into your hands and into your mind. Another great idea is to combine your warm-up routine with music reading. Now, there are a ton of great resources out there to help you learn to read music. It's something I learned later in my career, and wow, it's been a huge help. In both in the diversity of work I can get and also just an understanding of music. It's not something I started with when I first played guitar. I learned it later. And true to form, and initially to help me learn to read, I worked out a system that's so much easier and efficient than a lot of the things out there that I was working with at the time. I think that's maybe a discussion for another day. But anyway, if reading is something you're interested in doing and improving, combine your warm-up with sight reading practice. Read a piece slowly with good breathing, good relaxation, and you're engaging in compound practice with double the benefit. Okay, so there are a few examples of compound practicing in just the warm-up phase of your routine, and there are a lot of other places you can use the idea. What I'd like you to do is think about the time you have to play your instrument and write down three places where you can introduce compound practice into your routine. Maybe you can take one of my warm-up examples. Maybe you have some idea of your own about combining technique with vocabulary or vocabulary with music theory or whatever the case. Get creative and write down three places where you personally can benefit from this idea in your guitar playing. All right, guys, thanks again for listening. We've got a really, really great idea coming up in the next installment, so make sure you tune into that one. That's a good one. And if you like this stuff, there's a ton of other awesome free content at stevepigottmusic.com. That's stevepigottmusic.com. So, enjoy the audio and see you next time.